You know, I'm curious about your take on this 20,000. I mean, it's a big round number. We all get that. But it happened on the day when the U.S. 10-year kind of broke above 2.5%. Where do you see equities relative to the interest rate environment right now?
Well, I think they're just getting to the point where they are going to be having the good news, bad news scenario. Assuming we are indeed on our way to some very big tax cuts and fiscal stimulus in the latter part of the year, we are going to see profits rise, and certainly the markets are sensitive to that. But on the other hand, then interest rates are going to be coming up as well. And that is the, you know, how those two weigh out, balance out remains to be seen. I think it's worth noting, though, that if we look at the stock markets generally with increases of 8 to 10% after the, since the election, that's also about the amount that the corporate tax cut that, is being talked about would increase after-tax profits on U.S. corporations. So the market seems to be pricing that in.
David, why is the dollar falling, though? I mean, we always thought that at least the recent trend has been it follows U.S. Treasury yields. They breached 2.5%, and we're still seeing the dollar falling. What's happening?
Well, I think, you know, if we look at day-to-day or even, you know, short moves, I think that we can get all kinds of combinations. I think ultimately, you know, first of all, the dollar's had a lot of strength, and it could be just simply, you know, correcting it. You know, so far this year, I think that looking ahead, though, the bond yields are going to tend to be moving upward, and that's going to tend to support dollar strength, as will a lack of interest rate increases in many other parts of the world.
So if I hear you right, David, what you're saying is, look, the 8% move that we have seen in U.S. equities since the election is also reflecting the expectations of the extent to which any tax cut would add to the earnings picture. So it sounds to me like you think the U.S. equity market is fully priced. Forget the notion of fairly priced. I mean, if that's the case, where do you look for value if you're a stock investor globally?
Well, first of all, I think, you know, this is a very difficult time to look for value, and that's basically because the balance sheets in the United States and around the world are unusually large relative to incomes. On the asset side, that means basically we're giving assets a lot of value relative to not so much income they're producing. So that's where we get the you know, expensive price earnings. We see it in real estate. We see it in many places. And that makes this situation really kind of unstable in the long run. We may get a big boost this year, but interest rates can't move up very much without rattling those balance sheets and causing some problems in asset markets, and certainly including U.S. stocks.
We're seeing carry trades being partially replaced by growth trades. Investors seem to be focusing now more on quality. Does this mean that the hunt for yield, that very popular trade we've seen, has finally come to an end?
Well, I don't think so. I mean, we see an awful lot of demand flowing into emerging market high yield and also into U.S. domestic corporate high yield. So, you know, there still is a lot of movement pushing those spreads down and quite an appetite. As far as the stock market, we're going to get a really, I think, a roller coaster of news. First of all, as the political outcome is in terms of legislation and policy comes to the surface. It will be in bits and pieces and with some false terms. And I think all of this is going to have cause a lot of volatility in markets.
So we've been looking at the idea of maybe more fiscal stimulus in the States. One of the things that would usher in, obviously, as we talked about in the first segment, this idea that interest rates in the States could be headed much higher. We got a 2.5% yield right now on the U.S. 10-year. The dollar, interestingly, was not that strong today. As a matter of fact, the Bloomberg Dollar Spot Index was down about 0.6%, and we are weaker right now. Where does the dollar fit into the China story right now, particularly with respect to the Chinese currency? Is the dollar, or has it reached a near-term top, and will that give China some cushion? Or is there risk that we could see a much stronger dollar going into the rest of 2017, and that could bedevil the Chinese economy?
I think the tendency over the course of the year is going to be for the dollar to strengthen. There is much more reason for interest rates to move up. That is, unless we get a big surprise and suddenly we're not, the tax cuts come off the table or are going to be offset by something. That doesn't look likely now, but who knows. But assuming we do have a fiscal boost to the economy here, that's going to be keeping upward pressure on interest rates. And I think over the course of a year, that will clearly translate into strength in the dollar. The other issue is really how well China is able to contain the nervousness that's been leading capital to leak out of the country. Obviously, they're toughening up some of the rules, trying to discourage it, but those kinds of rules also tend to make people even more eager to get money out sometimes. And China's got a difficult balancing act there, and I think what it doesn't need is more aggravation from the United States at this point.
In your most recent, please go ahead.
No, go ahead, Tim.
Yeah, in your most recent report, you've pointed to one of the key risks for 2017 being any adverse trade policies enacted by the new U.S. administration. Withdrawing from the TPP, renegotiating NAFTA, where do they rank?
Well, it depends what happens. I mean, I don't know how right now what is the status of trade that was taking place under NAFTA. Is it going to suddenly stop overnight? Is it going to change? I assume, you know, we're going to have to see how that plays out in time. What efforts are made to renegotiate? Where is that going? There's so much we don't know. I certainly am not good at speculating at you know, what kind of negotiated settlements will come out of this very unusual political
situation. But the TPP is done.
Yeah, but we were not in it yet. It wasn't. So I think that again, the same questions. How does this change trade immediately? I think ultimately it's likely to put up some barriers. We just don't know how onerous they're going to be. And obviously, if the U.S. takes a lead, it's going to lead to retaliation. And
right.
We're talking about an unpleasant situation.